T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Mark Sinise, we're back live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We made it, Ike.
We made it.
It's Friday, man. Good Friday, everybody out there. Lot to get into. 3 o'clock hour, that's when we start Get Rid of That Guy or Jack. Hashtag
Get Rid of That Guy.
G-R-O-T-G. And we'll talk about that more in a second. I want to get rid of Elliot Shore Parks for his tweeting this week. He's going to be my first, the first person I nominate. But that actually, Elliot, is, you know, I nominate Jack every week, other people as well. What's up? How are you?
Yeah, something tells me a lot of people on Twitter want to nominate me this week, but I'm happy to be on.
Well, this week, last week, every week, but yes, good to talk to you. So let's start here before we talk about Dak and Tom Brady, or Tom Brady maybe going to the Cowboys. So this report that comes out from The Athletic that says the Eagles are looking to move on from Alshon Jeffrey, and then in the same story it says that he wants to change the scenery as well. You know, I read the article. I mean, yeah, I'm sure the Eagles would love to move on from Alshon Jeffrey, and I'm sure Alshon would love to go to a new spot with maybe get different chemistry. I just don't know if it's something that's going to happen. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think the idea that the Eagles would like to move on from Alshon is exactly breaking news. I think that's, you know, pretty obvious. And I think next week at the Combine, you'll start to get some more answers as to how much interest there is in Alshon around the league, the CBA update. So I think we'll know a lot more about their ability to move on from Alshon in about a week. But I'm not so sure that Alshon would love to be out of Philly. Like, I know there's the stuff with him and Carson, and I do think there's some truth to that. But I think Alshon actually likes being here to a certain degree. I mean, he's always, ever since he's came here, he's been very embracing of the fans. I mean, obviously the whole Super Bowl run. So I think there is truth to the fact that, you know, him and Carson maybe don't always see eye to eye. But I don't think it's a situation where Alshon wants out. I think it's more, if Alshon's moved on from, I think it'll be the Eagles is the reason, not Alshon wanting out.
So real fast, his agent tweets out 5 minutes ago that the world of AJ, Alshon Jeffrey, loves being in the city of Philly and playing for the Eagles. So the agent already on the offensive saying that more or less this isn't true. He loves being here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's always the feeling I've got from being around Alshon, talking to people around Alshon, just seeing him in the locker room, seeing him at different events around the city. I've never got the feeling he doesn't like being in Philadelphia. So, I think he could be moved on from, but I don't think it's because he's unhappy here.
Yeah, I think we all know this isn't about the city of Philadelphia. Like, we don't need to tiptoe around this like the agent just did. Did he say how much he loved Carson Wentz?
Did he say how much
he loved playing with Carson?
No.
So that's the bone of contention here. It's not about how Alshon feels about the city of Philadelphia. It's about how does he feel about being a Philadelphia Eagle playing with Carson Wentz. Does he love that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question, and that's what the Eagles need to make sure that they have a full understanding of that with Alshon. Like, to me, this shouldn't be a question. So there's obviously some truth in here somewhere, and I don't know if they can get to Alshon where he wants to finish his career here. He knows the quarterback isn't going anywhere. Like, I don't understand how that would work out, right? He's injured right now. Like, to me, it's more or less about, is he on board with being here playing with Carson Wentz? That's the thing, not the city of Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, and also, I just think from your point about him being on board, like, the Eagles can't have another year of anonymous quotes and things coming out about Carson and that distraction. Like, Carson has enough pressure on him as it is, just because of his job, you know, being the quarterback of the Eagles and all dealing with all that stuff. For him to have to deal with that, just, it doesn't help. So, yeah, obviously you need to find out if Alshon's on the same page. But I would just caution Alshon that he might, you know, not get along with Carson. And he might want to be out of there because of that. But there's a lot worse situations he could be in than playing for the Eagles with a young quarterback, a great offensive head coach. So I don't think Alshon's going to be here next year. So I think it's kind of a moot point. But I don't think Alshon has a huge desire to be out of here because of the city and, you know, all that type of stuff.
Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, Bill Barnwell tweets out, if the Eagles trade Alshon Jeffrey under the current CBA, they would still owe $16.2 million in dead money on their cap. His cap hit stays and plays. If he stays and plays, it's 15.7. Whoever requires Jeffrey would be more or less getting him on a two-year, $23.2 million deal. I just, like, whether or not you think he's going to be here or not is almost a separate question. I just don't know what team is going to say, oh, yeah, sure, not only will we give you something for him, we're also going to take on this big number and this big salary for a wide receiver who, by the way, we don't even know if he's going to be ready to start the season. He may be on the PUP list. He may not be ready to go until halfway through the season. It just seems pretty far-fetched to me that a team is actually going to want to do that.
Well, what's interesting to me is about this report that is everybody talking about this, is everyone's focusing on that the Eagles might want to move on from him. To me, the more interesting part of that is it's the reporter covers the Jets and writes in there how much Adam Gase likes Alshon Jeffrey, how Joe Douglas likes him. So I thought that was the more interesting takeaway from it, that there could be a potential trade partner there with the Jets. It's local. It's in another conference. You wouldn't have to worry about, you know, trading him to Dallas or whatever. But I think that the injury is the big factor here. I don't think the money is. You're basically a one-year deal for $9 million. You can get out of it after the upcoming year. If Alshon's playing, even at the level he was last year before he was hurt, he's worth around $9 million. Like, he's not a great receiver, but $9 million is not a lot of money for a starting receiver in today's NFL, especially with the cap likely about to go up. So the injury is the major factor here, but it would not surprise me at all if they're able to trade Alshon for, you know, like a seventh-round pick or a sixth-round pick to a team like the Jets.
Didn't Adam Gase have a stint in Chicago?
Yeah, with Alshon, yep.
With Alshon, right? Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. So
now you got, and Joe
you got
Douglas
Adam
did
Gase
as well.
And Joe Douglas, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see
and they
that.
Need and they need receivers. They need receivers up there. So I think it's a natural trade partner even before this article came out. But again, everyone's focusing on this. Maybe the Eagles will move on from Alshon. The takeaway for me is the Jets might have interest in Alshon. Like this could be the Eagles setup right here. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I hope it happens, Elliot, but I have my doubts. Let's get to what we're talking about today, which is because this is something that you had actually been talking about as well yesterday. So Tom Brady going to be a free agent. And honestly, Elliot, I don't think he stays in – my gut tells me he leaves the Patriots. But to leave New England, there's going to have to be a team that's not trying to nickel and dime in a negotiation with him. It's going to be a team that really wants him. It's going to have to go out, and it's going to have to give him the guaranteed money that it's going to take. And one of the teams that would make sense, because it's a splash and Jerry Jones likes being in the news and it'd be the biggest story in the NFL, is Tom Brady to Dallas. And you know what I say to that, man? Go for it. I would love to see that, because Tom Brady, I'm not saying he's the worst quarterback in the league right now. He's not good enough to make
it. Just about said he was.
Well, I mean, he's bottom half for sure. He's not winning a Super Bowl with Dallas. It also means that year two of Tom Brady, because he's going to have to play more than a year there, he's going to be even more shot. He'll be 44 years old when he plays. Tom Brady doesn't scare me. Dak Prescott scares me more than Tom Brady does, so I hope the Cowboys make the mistake of bringing Tom Brady in.
Yeah, I certainly don't. If I'm the Eagles, I want no part of Tom Brady on the Cowboys. Tom Brady, first of all, I don't even know if I agree with you that he's not in the top half of the league. I think he's right there. I mean, look, we talked all season about how Carson didn't have a lot around him, right? Tom Brady had nothing up there. Like, their line wasn't great. They didn't have – I mean, they had, like, okay running backs, no receivers. Gronk wasn't there. You put him in Dallas with that offensive line, that running game, they would probably bring back Amari Cooper if Brady was there as well. So you're talking about a really talented group of receivers, an upgraded head coach in Mike McCarthy. I agree, in the long run, Dak makes more sense. But the Cowboys are a better team next year with Tom Brady at quarterback than they are Dak Prescott. And especially when you consider that, you know, a lot of the games Eagles and Cowboys play have been close recently. That week 16 game was relatively close. Like, you would rather have Dak at quarterback than Tom Brady there if you're the Eagles. You don't want Tom Brady with the ball late trying to, you know, drive to win the game. So I get the long-term thing with Dak, but Tom Brady on the Cowboys, I win zero part of that if I'm the Eagles.
Yeah, so what, do they win 9 games this year, next year instead of 8? Or they win 10 games instead of 9? I mean, what are we talking about here? It's still his quarterback play was the biggest reason why that offense wasn't great last year, was his quarterback play. He was missing throws.
Well, which team was better last year outside of their quarterbacks, the Patriots or the Cowboys?
So what's the difference between the Patriots and the Cowboys?
Which one was better?
Which team was better?
Because Tom Brady came in here with a bad roster in New England. And I know the defense
played,
was great, but the Cowboys'
bad.
Defense is good,
and he
too.
Played, and he played
he
bad.
He still won. That's my point.
Like, but he played bad. If Bill Belichick's running the Cowboys right now, what's their record last year? Are they 8-8?
They're better.
Bill Belichick's, right, exactly. So yeah. Belichick plays as much in the as anything with the 12-4 record.
You're severely underestimating Tom Brady off of one bad year. He didn't a terrible year, to be honest.
But he's 42 years old too. You don't get better when
he's not
going to
be 50 next year. He's going to be as good as that. Dak had a great year last year. He did. But at the same time, Dak is just not Tom Brady. He's not. Tom Brady's a more accurate passer. All those things. I just think at the end of the day, you put Tom Brady on that offense. With that offensive line, those guys around him, he will play better than Dak did last year. And you're also getting an extremely motivated Tom Brady, who's going to have, been shunned by the team, by the Patriots, essentially. So, I just think it's a recipe for disaster. If Tom Brady goes to the Cowboys, I think they win the division.
A recipe for disaster. Woo! All right, we disagree. Woo! Finally, the Elliott Shore Parks Tweet of the Week. And this week's tweet, are people still mad about it, Elliott, or tweeting about it, or waking up in the morning and putting out
the news?
So what exactly did you say? Because I reacted to it. I thought it was – I give you credit for it. You've gotten a lot of chatter from it, but it's erroneous. It's a bad take. So go ahead. Wait, tell us what you said.
Well, so there was a clip of the Sixers game one win over the Lakers back in the 0-1 finals going around, and that's one of my favorite teams of all time. Iverson's my favorite athlete of all time, so I was tweeting about it. And I said, I think that 0-1 team is the best team to never win a title in Philly sports history. And obviously people had a lot of different recommendations on why I was wrong. I do think the 0-4 team is the closest, but I think people underestimate how good that 0-1 Sixers team was. I mean, they had the league MVP, the coach of the year, the sixth man of the year, the defensive player of the year. They were the number one seed in the East. They lost to, which is arguably an all-time great Lakers team, or at least a dynasty. So, they were a great team. This idea that they were a one-man show with Iverson isn't really true. I think it's rewriting history a little bit.
They make your top three, Ike, 2001 Sixers?
No. No, I would.
All right, well, who would be your top three?
Probably the 04 Eagles, the 2011 Phillies.
2010 Phillies, 2009 Phillies.
Yeah,
2002 Eagles.
Good.
That's just
this decade. Forget about even before. You said all time, which is even more preposterous.
Yeah, well, I don't really care about what happened, before 1990. So,
I agree.
The 0-11 Phillies, they didn't even make it out the first round. Like, I get they were a great regular season team, but I can't say the best team to never win a title got bounced in the first round. I mean, at least the Sixers made the finals that year.
All right. Well, I think they were number one in Elliott's heart more than number one in not winning
the
championship. And that's okay, Elliott. That's why we love it.
That's
why
that's one of those lovable teams.
All right, so you're headed to the combine, Elliott?
I am. I leave Monday morning. Doug and Howie are set to talk Tuesday at 1:30, and then all the running backs and the receivers talk as well. So going to be a really interesting week down there.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
We're getting checkups from you out there?
Whenever you need me, you just shoot me a text. I'm on.
I'm calling every day
if you want me.
All week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, there he is, ESP. Thanks, Elliott. Appreciate it.
All right, talk to you guys later.
All righty.
Number one in our hearts, too, Elliott Shore Parks, as far as Eagles reporters for 94 WIP. All right, we'll come back, 888-729-9494, and we'll start it up, Ike. Get rid of that guy. And we'll explain on the other side.
Get rid of that guy.
One person in sports, in the world, that you could just get rid of for right now. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're back right after this. We're live at Chickies and Pizza in South Philadelphia. But, hey, listen, let's keep it right here for Marks Jewelers. And you've heard me talking about Marks for years, whether you're looking to get engaged, whether you're looking for a present for your mom, your wife, your kids, whatever it is. And when you are looking for that ring to give to the woman of your dreams, Marks has an amazing selection of engagement rings to fit every budget. Or you can create something custom with Mark's award-winning jewelry design team. And that's where Marks and Reese went when we needed a custom prize for our Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament. And you can, too. Let Jim and his team at Mark's earn your business, and they're just one click away. Go there right now. Marks-Jewelers.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.